This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshreshth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday visited the northeastern states of Mizoram, Manipur and Assam to launch multiple development projects. These included a new rail line connecting the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, to the Indian Railway network for the first time. Addressing a public meeting in Churchandpur, Mr. Modi urged all organizations in Manipur to embark on the path to peace to fulfill their dreams.
मुझे संतोष है कि हाल ही में हिल्स और वैली में अलग-अलग ग्रुप्स के साथ समझौतों के लिए बातचीत की शुरुआत हुई है। मैं सभी संगठनों से अपील करूंगा कि शांति के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़कर अपने सपनों को पूरा करें, अपने बच्चों के भविष्य को सुनिश्चित करें और मैं आज आपको वादा करता हूं, मैं आपके साथ हूं।
Later in Imphal, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the Union Government has been continuously working to ensure peace and stability in Manipur. Mr. Modi also met internally displaced persons taking shelter at different relief camps in valley districts yesterday at Imphal. While addressing a public gathering after laying foundation stones of multiple projects worth ₹7,300 crore, Shri Modi said that the land and region of Manipur is a soil of hope and aspiration. However, unfortunately, violence had crippled this remarkable state and expressed his confidence that a new dawn of hope and trust is arriving in Manipur. He said that people of the state have chosen the path of peace and prioritized development, and recently dialogue has taken place with various groups in the hills and valley regions. The Prime Minister virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl in Mizoram. The projects are related to multiple sectors including railways, roadways, energy and sports, among others. Mr. Modi inaugurated the Bairabi Sairang new rail line worth over 8,000 crore rupees, connecting the capital of Mizoram to the Indian Railways network for the first time. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that India is the fastest growing major economy in the world and the Northeast is becoming the growth engine of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Bhupen Hazarika at a centenary celebration in Guwahati last evening. He called Hazarika a symbol of unity and national integration. PM Modi said Hazarika's music united people across India and guided them. He also unveiled a 100 rupee commemorative coin and released a biography of Hazarika in 21 languages. PM Modi will lay the foundation for several projects in Assam worth 1,800 crore rupees today. He will visit Mangaldoi for medical college projects and launch a new bridge over the Brahmaputra River. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday congratulated Sushila Karki on assuming office as Prime Minister of Nepal's interim government. Addressing a gathering in Imphal in Manipur, PM Narendra Modi said, "Nepal, nestled in the lap of the Himalayas, is a close friend and trusted partner of India." In Nepal, President Ramchandra Podal has appealed to all parties to cooperate to successfully conduct the House of Representatives elections scheduled for 5th of March 2026. Issuing a statement yesterday, President Podal emphasized that after great efforts in the extremely difficult circumstances of the country, a peaceful solution has emerged. US President Donald Trump yesterday pressed NATO countries to stop buying oil from Russia and impose sanctions on it while proposing to impose 50 to 100% tariffs on China till Ukraine war ends. Trump's remarks assume significance as the US president imposed 50% tariffs on the Indian goods, including a 25% levy on the purchase of Russian oil, but has not taken similar action against China. Trump urged NATO members to act collectively and further proposed that NATO impose steep tariffs on China to weaken its influence over Moscow. In tennis, Indian team beat 9th-seeded Switzerland 3-1 in the Davis Cup 2025 World Group 1 tie. And that is the end of this news bulletin.